find true healing focused on Christ. Join me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments as we experience truth about healing focused on Christ. Have you ever watched a tightrope walker? His entire focus is on balance. Carefully, he places one foot in front of the other, concentrating on balance. He carries a long pole to steady him and maintain balance. Balance is crucial for his existence. He knows his life depends on maintaining balance at all times. Balance is important to all of us in order to maintain a healthy life. The definition of balance is one, an even distribution of weight, enabling someone or something to remain upright and steady, or two, a condition in which different elements are equal or in correct proportions. What keeps us in balance and health? It is our focus. The tightrope walker keeps his entire focus on balance so that he will remain upright and steady and not be injured, and he will live. Focus is the key. What we focus on has the potential to keep our lives, jobs, finances, homes, health, families, and relationships in balance. So where is your focus today? Focus is defined as the main or central point of something. So who is central and the main point in your life? If you want to maintain balance and stay steady and upright, your focus must be on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ must be the center, main point in your life. We must keep our focus on Jesus and never lose sight of Him, for our very existence depends on Him. Colossians 2:9 states, "For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." When I was struggling with anxiety, depression, and my overall mental health, I always found healing in centering on Jesus Christ. Now in the years following that have been filled with healing, I find that my true health comes when centered and focused on Him. For years, fear would come with a vengeance, and true freedom only comes when I put my focus on Christ. It is in Him we find freedom. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in His resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things that are on earth which only have temporal value. For you died to this world, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. So put to death and deprive the power, the evil longings of this earthly body, with its sensual, self-centered instincts, immorality, impurity, sinful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is a kind of idolatry because it replaces your devotion to God. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now rid yourself of all these things: anger, rage, malice, slander, and obscene, abusive, filthy, vulgar language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, For you have stripped off the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new spiritual self who is being continually renewed in true knowledge in the image of Him who created the new self. So as God's own chosen people who are holy, set apart, sanctified for His purpose, and well beloved by God Himself, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, which has the power to endure whatever injustice or unpleasantness comes. With good temper, bearing graciously with one another, and willingly forgiving each other, if one has a cause for a complaint against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so should you forgive. But above all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ, which is the inner calm of the one who walks daily with Him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being, as you teach and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on Him, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Today, your world is totally out of balance. You realize how much you need healing in your life. Your whole world seems upside down, and everything that seemed normal has changed. You feel like if something doesn't happen soon, you will never make it. Experience true healing in your life when you focus on Jesus Christ, and He is the center point. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You because You're able to take my messed up life and bring healing to me because of the sacrifice Your Son gave on the cross. Only Jesus brings true healing in life. I want to make Jesus Christ the focal point in my life. Let me center my thoughts and actions on Christ. May everything in my life revolve around Jesus Christ, for He is my hope and salvation. As I walk this tightrope of life, may I realize that I must totally focus on Jesus, because my very existence depends on keeping Jesus Christ as the focal point. I pray, believing in faith, that He who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments as we experience truth and focus on Jesus Christ today.